Hey, this is Josie Young with Affirmation Pod, your home for personal development, where I create actionable content that you can try before you hit the sack tonight. This is the last episode on the theme for this month, which is pivots. And today's episode is an actionable tip on small wins. So in the first episode of this month, we celebrated our pivots that we've made in the past while looking for little nuggets on how to make future pivots. And even just referring to pivots, it sounds much more manageable than change. Change is hard. We know this. It interrupts the system that our brains are used to. It interrupts our habits. It interrupts our lifestyle. It interrupts our way of thinking, our nervous system. So that's why the New Year's resolutions don't always get kept. Actually, they usually don't get kept. And realistically, the pain of staying the same, when it hurts more than the pain of change, that's often when change will stick. Or be some sort of wake-up call that happens. And I remember specifically within a two-month period, I found out that two of my community contacts that I worked with for quite a long time in my contract work, one was an elementary school principal and the other was a psychologist and also a university professor. Both of these men had heart attacks and they used the same three words. It kind of gave me chills to my bone. They said, "I almost died." And for them, they recovered. They were able to go back to work. And both of them changed their lifestyle in the area of exercise and nutrition. The psychologist, he revisited a very old love of his, which was biking. And that was his form of exercise. He even started with his wife planning biking trips as part of their vacation time. The elementary school principal, he bought a very nice treadmill and put a TV in front of it, and he is a big sports fan. He decided, all right, instead of sitting on the couch and watching these games, I am going to be on the treadmill. So, and as much as these were definite wake-up calls for them, most of us don't go through these big wake-up call experiences that precipitate a lifestyle change. We have these goals in mind and these ideas of how we want to live our lives, and yet we often find ourselves with thoughts of never enough, right? So never enough time, not enough motivation, not enough energy, not enough support, not enough skills, not enough money, not enough willpower, not enough of whatever it takes to make that lasting change. I'm really excited to share about this new sponsor today. This episode is sponsored by Aqua True. You need to hear about this. I've been using it every day because I want to make sure I'm drinking enough water every day. But not just that, what kind of water am I drinking? So why do I love Aqua True? First of all, the one I have works with no plumbing installation needed. Just like with all the Aqua True purifiers, my carafe uses a four-stage reverse osmosis purification process. That means it removes 15 times more contaminants than those ordinary pitcher filters. That's what I was using before, and I can taste the difference, but I can also see the difference. I don't just use Aqua True for the humans in the house. I have a jug where I put the water for our plants and our dog that I could tell the water was cleaner and clearer than what I was using before. The setup was easy, and Aqua True comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look into this. It makes a great gift too for weddings, high school grads, college grads, especially if they're athletes or very health conscious. And just for you, today, Affirmation Pod listeners receive 20% off any of the Aqua True purifiers. Just go to aquatru.com, that's AQUATRU.com, and enter code AFFIRMATION at checkout. That's 20% off any Aqua True water purifier. Again, I have the carafe, but take a look at what you would need for yourself. Go to aquatru.com and use promo code AFFIRMATION, AFFIRMATION, to redeem your 20% off, and you are helping support Affirmation Pod. Thank you to Aqua True for sponsoring this episode today.
And that's where small wins can help us because it builds confidence, it's quick, and it's very small and manageable. I heard it said before that if you don't have mastery over a sink full of dirty dishes, how are you going to have mastery over balancing a checkbook, managing your weight, developing a work-life balance, walking away from an addiction? So here's a few examples of small wins. If you're looking for less coffee consumption or to save a bit of money, how about ordering a small coffee instead of a medium? if you're hoping to get more rest and sleep or wanting more time to prepare healthy meals or to exercise or meditate, how about going to bed 10 minutes earlier? I've had clients who struggle with finances start putting $5 into their savings account per month as a start. I also heard of someone who does one push-up before checking their phone. One push-up, just one, because one would get done. And that's what small wins are about. Getting things done starts with getting things done. I look at my own life and where I fit small wins in. I'm in my third trimester of my pregnancy as I record this, and some days I can fit meditation in and some days I don't. But one thing that gets done pretty much every day is right after I've got my daughter ready for bed and we've got her pajamas on and she knows she's ready for it, we take 10 deep breaths together, and I've got these accompanying arm movements, partly to keep her entertained and partly to help with the meditation. This actually inspired the 10 deep breaths episode that you can find at affirmationpod.com/10breaths. But I'm also into stretching when I'm at the park with my daughter and she's on the swing. And I know I probably look like a weirdo stretching my hamstrings or my triceps, but I'm at the point where I don't care. And when I think back, it does make sense that I would do something like this, because I remember before, if I was ever in an elevator by myself, I would do calf stretches. Even if I knew there was cameras in that elevator, I didn't care. Although when I was thinking about sharing this in this episode, I thought, man, you're going to think I'm kind of a weirdo. And I'm like, well, but that's okay. I'm just being me. I'm telling you that, yeah, I could definitely be in an elevator stretching my calves at any point.
This episode is brought to you by Air Doctor. Here's a question. Which air would you say is more polluted, our indoor air or the outdoor air? Well, according to the EPA, our indoor air is 2 to 5 times more polluted than our outdoor air. Those pollutants include allergens, pollen, especially now that allergy season is here. Our air can also have dust mites, mold spores, and even viruses or bacteria that can make us sick. Air Doctor sent me their classic Defender, which is the Air Doctor 3500. I love knowing that it's filtering out harmful contaminants so that they don't reach my lungs. But what I also love is that it's not noisy at all. It has a soothing, super soft hum. I use mine in my bedroom, but I know some of you are working with people all day long in offices and classrooms. Come check it out. Air Doctor may be just what you need. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day breathe easy money back guarantee. I don't think you'll need to use it, but if you happen to not love it, you just send it back for a refund minus the shipping. Go to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code AFFIRMATION to get up to $300 off your Air Doctor purifier. And as a bonus for Affirmation Pod listeners, you also get a free 3-year warranty on any unit. You need to use the code AFFIRMATION to be sure you get up to $300 off and the free 3-year warranty. Place your order today by going to airdoctorpro.com. That's airdoctorpro.com, and use promo code AFFIRMATION. Thank you, Air Doctor, for sponsoring this episode today. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. How much socializing works best for you? Some of you need to socialize for work. For others of you, maybe it's some things related to your kids or your parents that require you to socialize, maybe in contexts that you wouldn't normally want to. One thing I love about seeing my BetterHelp therapist is that I can reflect on and debrief social situations, including my own insecurities or the stories I tell myself about something that happened. I often catch myself thinking, oh, they must think I'm so, and then fill in the blank. I can examine these thoughts in therapy and correct or adjust these thoughts as I need to, because they do affect how I feel about myself, my confidence. If you've been wanting to become more aware of yourself and to work on areas where you feel stuck, consider therapy. And with BetterHelp, you can get started with 10% off your first month. They make it easy to schedule, or if you have to, reschedule your appointments. You get started by filling out a quick questionnaire that matches you with a licensed therapist. You can also switch therapists at any time with no extra charge. Come find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/affirmation today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, BetterHelp.com/affirmation. Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode today.
It's funny because I was reading a post by Tim Ferriss, who is one of the top podcasters in the world. And this long post, I'll link to it in the show notes. He talks about how he started his podcast, the downloads he gets, the sponsors he gets, the money he's making from it, all this stuff. But what I loved was at the end, he was just like, you know what, be yourself, show your warts, weirdness and all. And so I'm like, hey, that's kind of where I'm at. I'm going to show you my weirdness. If you want to learn more about small wins and making changes in your life by working in partnership with your brain, I have an announcement. I just launched a mini course called The Change Framework, which walks you through ways you can engage and retrain the thinking, feeling, and reacting sides of your brain to make lasting changes in your life. If you're interested, head over to affirmationpod.com/change. That's affirmationpod.com/change. And use the promo code SMALLWINS to get $30 off. Yep, you'll save $30 when you use the promo code SMALLWINS at affirmationpod.com/change. That wraps up our month on pivots. We start fresh next week with a new theme, reflection, and a new worksheet, the reflection worksheet. But until then, keep celebrating you and the amazing qualities you have. This is Josie with Affirmation Pod, your home for personal development. Thank you so much for pressing play and listening today. Bye for now.
And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel, where you will get Affirmation Pod episodes as well as other goodies. Subscribe today by going to affirmationpod.com/YouTube. That's affirmationpod.com/YouTube. Thanks for listening to Affirmation Pod today. Now go be you, know you, and love you. This is Josie with Affirmation Pod. Bye for now.